presenting The Great Adventure. If we motor northwest on the M1 and M6 roadways, we are eventually greeted by the awesome northern landscape. A land where southern Jessies fear to tread. A land of ever-changing climate. One day damp, the next day damp. A land populated by a temperate, unassuming people known as Manchester United supporters. Yes, this is Manchester, the Venice of the North, with the ship canal running quite close. And at the heart of this teeming metropolis, near the statue of Good Queen Victoria, and handy for the shops, is Piccadilly Radio.
Roger Day.
Roger Day, the most muscular disc jockey in the world.
Isn't that nice? 5 minutes to 11's the time. Piccadilly, first with the music, first with the news. Good morning.
Late addition to the £200,000 mail order liquidation sale.
A £60,000 package of manufacturer's surplus stock.
Save up to 2/3 on the normal prices.
Shoes,
serves, shots.
God! Well, here we are, making commercials again, and it's only 11:30.
So why don't you give blood? There's nothing to it.
No, it's the Jonathan Ty Suit and Silver Week.
Take a little time off from what you're doing. Sit down, let's have a cup of tea. And spend part of the day with me.
Valley's Day, it is.
Part of the day with me.
And I got a letter this morning from Mr. Dave Collins of Stockport, and he says, "Dear Steve, can you give a really special Valentine message on Friday to my wife, Elsie? She's a hod carrier on a building site, but finishes the job... I don't believe it, but finishes the job on Friday as it's too heavy." Oh, well, I can see her point. She starts her new job on Monday down at the coal mine.
Right, let's have a look at Piccadilly Line tonight. It starts at 6 o'clock, in fact. It says here, 4 million people in this country are afraid. Yeah, I didn't know I had that many listeners. Irrationally afraid of such things as spiders, open spaces, snakes, and even the number 13. Well, there you go, some very strange people about, you know. On Piccadilly Line tonight, our guest is Mrs. Catherine Fisher, a lady who's suffered from a phobia for 20 years. That's Mr. Fisher.
John Christie, are you there? Is he there? He's not there. No, no, never mind. We'll see who's on the other one.
Which will be 1.
Oh, no.
34.
No.
And 27.
Go on. Precisely.
Monday morning, start of another week on 261, 24 hours a day, wearing a permanent smile on our faces. Keith's poised at the keyboards, Jeannie's on the telephone.
That Phil Woods, he's a poser. He's from Manchester, and there's only him, Roger Finnegan, and me, Phil Griffin, as is. As for that Roger Day, he's a southern Jesse.
Precisely.
And the people's Soul Train.
It's Piccadilly with Soul Train for a Friday night, 8:10 now, and come to think of it, it's our birthday pretty soon. I've had a great idea, actually. We must make a birthday cake. We could put someone inside it. They could jump out. Now, the person to do it, got to be Tony Emerson, who'd jump out and say, "Ooh, what sort of music do you like?" Actually, really, thinking about the staff problems and the current financial situation, might be an idea if we made the cake out of concrete.
Hello, and what do you think the mystery sound was? No! Better luck next time! Music power!
Have you ever walked down the high street with Roger Day round your neck?
Have you ever had a bath with Tony Emerson sitting on the side?
Well, you could, you know, simply by sending off for a Piccadilly Pendant Radio.
Piccadilly Pendant Radio.
Yes, a Piccadilly Pendant Radio.
Send now, only £4, and that includes VAT and postage.
Send a £4 cheque or postal order now to Piccadilly Pendant Radio, Piccadilly, Manchester.
Ah, oh, have yourself a goodie.
You're in tune with Piccadilly Navy. My name's Tony Emerson, and with a little bit of luck, on the other end of the telephone right now should be Wolfman Jack in L.A., USA. Hello, Wolfman. How are you?
How you doing, Tony? I tell you, I ain't fooling with all this shooting. I got the beat that just can't be beat. You got me screaming, hoping I ain't dreaming, because I'm talking to Tony Emerson.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here on Piccadilly Radio 261.
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Noddy.
I've seen the yellow lights go down the Mississippi. I've seen the...
Rick Davis with Piccadilly First Birthday News. Piccadilly Radio is 1 year old today. Our news team has been out in the streets of Manchester asking people what they thought of us so far. So far.
Rubbish! Rubbish!
With Andy Pandy on Slack Alley showing first ahead of Eastwood's Folly, Shoulder Pads and Slim Phil. Our Jane showing plenty, and Little Richard's looking blissful. Over now to Brian at Collins Corner.
Well, thank you, Tom, and back to you.
Big Boss Man's making ground with the two Tonys on the rails. Tatty Birdlock selling well from Joycey and Sue. Dickie Bird's right there. Hancock's lost his blinkers. England's hopes look good with Luscious Lloyd as we go over once again to Brian at Reeves Bend.
Well, thank you, Tom, and back to you.
Brian's nosing in well despite Mike's efforts. As they come to Martin's Brook, it's the Reverend Hopwood from Young Paul, Ginger Hemingway, Little Gail, Shiona and Liz and Claire. The two Paulings are there too. And Call Me James and Debbie's Brew. Now back to Brian at Molly's Brook.
Well, thank you, Tom, and back to you.
Our Petey's nosed in front of Thompson's troops and Frenchy LaFone. It's Roger Nosegay taking over Maggie's lead and Pam's Cohen well. Jones has made a good account of himself and Little Mo's on the way up. The Anans are chasing Ron. Tricky Ricky's just past the killer, but it's Hey Jude coming through from Fish Finnegan. Phil Griff's made a break, but it's Birthday Boy taking over the lead with 50 yards to go. Birthday Boy number 261. Birthday Boy number 261. The one-year-old with Pips a lot at the post. It's the one-year-old 261. And now back to Brian.
Oh, thanks. Tom.
Hi there, Groovers. Emperor Eddie Brownsell here. Yeah, man, what a gas it is for me to be here. Far out and in the groove on Piccadilly's first groovy birthday. Oh, dear. I think I've got Sandy Pebbles, Andy Peebles script again. I think I'll have a quick burst on the uke till they get things sorted out. Oh, I feel better after that.
Piccadilly Radio.
Well, here we are, a year old. And we were excited when we started. I remember the first morning in the champagne in the grey dawn. And I'm still excited, and I think everybody's still excited, and we're going strong. But we'll have to wait till the cricket season begins to be talked.
My God, April's looking good.
I just want you to catch her with this fella.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I want.
Well, I'd have to know some detail as regards how big he is. It's a very important for the Elliot. Is he an ex-commando? We could have your money back if he is.
That chap was a bit of a blackguard, wasn't he? Hear that?
We go from cats to fish on line 8. Gordon Howard in Bredbury with piranha fish.
Right.
Hello, Gordon.
Hello.
Hello.
We've got a fish, a piranha, which is approximately 8 inches long.
Nice size.
We'd like to know how you tell the difference in the sexes.
Between a male and a female piranha?
Yeah.
I have not a clue. Yeah, I'm flummoxed at last. Completely nonplussed.
Although our managing director, Philip Birch, came to us from Pop Pirate Radio London down south, he knew what Manchester was all about.
Manchester people tend to like to look you in the eye and give you a straight answer to a straight question, which I'm trying to do to you now.
Does that mean you've made Piccadilly Radio a friendly sound?
If you try to pick up a few key words that would describe Piccadilly Radio, which I think is what you're doing, is friendliness I would put first. A happy station I would put second. An informative one, third, and an entertaining one, fourth.
It all sounds extremely well-oiled now, but of course it wasn't like that at the beginning, was it? What kinds of problems did you have before the station actually opened?
We were setting up the radio station, Piccadilly Radio, throughout the winter of 73-74, and of course we were confronted with all the problems of a three-day week. So whereas we'd planned to rehearse our opening week for something like 5 or 6 weeks beforehand. In fact, as I recall, we went on air with about 5 or 6 days of training.
Did this give you any grey hairs?
Yeah. I was scared stiff.